The social implications of the sonata in Mozart's time were actually quite interesting. Initially, it was the women who played piano and the men as their suitors who played the other instrument in the sonata. So because being a great pianist was very important to a woman's potential for finding a great suitor, the women spent a lot of time working on the piano. They also didn't have television, and so there was a little bit less to do. But at the same time, there was a lot of investment by their families and the teachers that they had. So the women wound up being really wonderful pianists. And the men, in their busyness going around wooing different women, I suppose, or playing at parties and doing all their social things that they had to do otherwise, didn't wind up being such great players. So they were often given an inferior role in the sonata because it was seen as improper for the woman to raise her arms when playing an instrument. The piano was a suitable instrument for a woman to play. I believe harp may have been, but cello certainly was not, and flute was not, and violin was not. And it was rather groundbreaking when the violinist Maud Powell started touring the world actually not too long ago as far as history is concerned, back in the early 1900s. She was a woman performing as a soloist in front of orchestra. So that concept persisted for quite a long time. But in Mozart's time, actually, he was instrumental in changing the form of a sonata in that it had been strong in the piano part and weaker in the instrumental lyrical part. The piano at that time was not capable of sustaining a long lyrical line just due to the details of how the instrument worked. So it was necessary to have a second instrument that was more lyrical. When Mozart was on a trip with his mother, he discovered some sonatas by Schuster, who was from Dresden. And for some reason, Schuster had the brilliant idea of making the prior accompaniment instrument, the lyrical instrument, into a more important instrument in the pair. So Mozart picked up on that and decided to toy around with it, eventually coming up with sonatas that were quite equal for violin and piano, or piano and violin as it's written in the score. So it's kind of interesting to see what role Mozart played in developing the equality of the sonatas and in increasing the interchange between the two lines and the exchange of musical ideas and phrasings between instruments. And of course now we play on modern instruments and the piano can sustain a line much better than it used to be, and well, not in the same way that a violin can. The piano can still sustain in a way that makes it an equal lyrical partner to the violin. So Mozart's sonatas combine the technical equality with the current lyrical equality that the instruments provide.